Welcome to Shanahan on Literacy, the site where we believe there is nothing more noble than to teach somebody to read. I'm Tim Shanahan, your host, and I'm happy to be here to talk to you today about whether print awareness is part of the science of reading. I received a question from a teacher a few weeks ago. She says, with all the talk about the science of reading, phonics, phonemic awareness, knowledge building, etc., I'm not hearing anything about print awareness. Should we still teach that? And if so, how do we do that? Well, here's my response. I don't hear much about print awareness these days either, though I think it's included in every set of state educational standards, certainly in all the ones that I've seen. But I never, until now, get asked about it. I think there are many reasons for the lack of interest. First is its transience. It only matters for a brief window of time. Once kids are reading, print awareness can be assumed, and there's no more reason for concern. Also, it's kind of a grab bag. Print awareness or concepts of print are terms used to describe a disparate collection of knowledge and skill. Recognition that print, not pictures, tell the story, that print represents words, that words are made up of letters, that blank spaces separate words, that words don't include numbers, that print has orientation and directionality. And what do you do at the end of a line of print on how to distinguish the front and back covers of books, etc.? Some schemes even toss letters and letter names into this pot. Print awareness lacks conceptual clarity. My first foray into research, more than 50 years ago, was of print awareness. It wasn't a great study, maybe not even a good one, but I did come to understand that not all those skills are essential to learning to read. Some of them are probably more like side effects or trivial outcomes of learning. Honestly, I don't think distinguishing book covers or recognizing that words don't include numbers plays an important role in reading development. Those kinds of items can be safely neglected. There's no question readers can do those things, it's just that you don't need to learn those to become a reader. I say they can be safely neglected even if your school tests them. Those especially trivial items are likely tested so often because they're easy to evaluate. That something is easy to assess is a poor reason for assessing it. Nevertheless, some items in that list that I went through are essential to learning to read, such as recognizing that we read print and that print represents words. Other items play a functional role in reading and do have some value. Directionality would be an example of that. Another confusing thing about print awareness has to do where it fits the whole thing. Think of the simple view of reading or Scarborough's rope. In those frameworks, print awareness would most likely be categorized as a decoding element. That's interesting because analyses of actual data show print awareness to be more implicated in reading comprehension and language development than in decoding. I don't understand that either. Don't ask. I can't explain it. Accordingly, researchers have paid much less attention to print awareness than to other aspects of reading. A quick keyword check in the PsycInfo database revealed that print awareness or concepts of print show up 11% as often as phonics decoding and 4% as often as reading comprehension in articles on reading. There's some print awareness science, but relatively not much. Above, I noted two types of print awareness skills that play a role in reading development. One category includes skills implicated in the mechanics of reading, including directionality and or knowing what to do at the end of a line of print. Those might be mechanical, but they're quite useful. They're not difficult to learn either. But it is important to remember they are learned behaviors. Kids don't start with those. Directionality is an arbitrary convention of print. In English, we read left to right. Other scripts do it differently. Hebrew is read right to left, and the vertical scripts of Chinese and Japanese are read top to down. The truly essential parts of print awareness are more conceptual. They're not really skills as much as ideas. They're fundamental understandings or insights, awareness, more than skills to be implemented. An important example of this is the recognition that reading involves print, not pictures. I remember when I first became aware of this, I was reading Ferrero and Teborowski's magnificent study of early reading development. Their interviews and observations of preschoolers in Argentina revealed that young children often have no idea why print is on the page. My oldest daughter was 3 at the time I read that book. I'd been reading to her almost daily since her debut. I was certain that any child read to that much would easily have gained that necessary insight. I couldn't wait to get home to check it out. When being read to, my daughter often looked at the book and touched the pictures, and, you know, just like children do. Well, when she blocked the words, I'd simply move her hand or read through the interference, but not this day. No. Now, when she inadvertently covered the print, I stopped, dead in my reading tracks. I didn't even try to finish the sentence. "Why did you stop? What's the matter, Daddy?" I explained that I had to stop because she was covering the words. I couldn't read because I couldn't see the words. She looked at the pages, puzzled. "You read this?" she asked, pointing at the print. "Yes, those are the words that I read." We didn't talk about the different roles the print and pictures play, and I didn't elucidate on how print does its work. But for the next several reads, she conducted numerous experiments. She'd look at my eyes and when I was reading, and then she would try to plop her fingers down where she thought she might bring things to a halt. If I stopped reading, she laughed uproariously. If I didn't, she'd just try again. To tell the truth, I was as surprised as she was. She was astonished that those black squiggles on the page were what was being read, and I was flabbergasted that this brilliant product of my genes, who I'd read to hundreds of times, had no idea that print, not pictures, told the story. Research helps explain why this is. Children being read to rarely look at the print, it turns out. Only about 6% of the time, according to Laura Justice and her colleagues. Looking at the print doesn't reveal how print references language. But if you're not looking at it, you're really missing a fundamental part of the process. The awareness that print is what is being read raises interesting questions for the child. Where does it say dragons, for instance? You know, the child who thinks it's the picture, they know right where the dragon is. But if it's the words, which one is dragons? Or if the print shows what to say, how does what we say match with what's on the page? Research, including mine, shows that kids formulate all kinds of hypotheses to answer those kinds of questions. Sometimes they assume that each letter must stand for a word or at least a syllable. The idea that multiple letters are needed to represent most words is not immediately obvious. The purpose of blank spaces isn't immediately apparent either. I'm referring here to the concept of word. Let's say the children have memorized "Mary had a little lamb." They can recite it from memory. Now we show them the text and want them to match the recitation to the print. Point to the words as you say them. What's referred to in the literature as fingerpoint reading. That requires the recognition that words are separated by blanks, that Mary and little are words, and Mary-little are not words, that had a are two separate words and not one. Had a is very popular with the young'uns, and so on. Daryl Morris has published some provocative data suggesting that concept of word is an understanding that expedites growth in phonemic awareness, and that knowing the consonant sounds facilitates development of the word concept. Now, I'm sure that sequence may upset those who think learning to read proceeds in a straightforward, linear order, with kids mastering phonemic awareness, then taking on letters, and then sounds, and decoding, and eventually confronting words in text. Nevertheless, most data analyses of early literacy describe this seemingly haphazard developmental pattern. For instance, Linnea Airy has long explained how learning phonemic awareness and phonics are intertwined. Her data would argue against delaying phonics instruction until kids have accomplished the necessary levels of phonemic awareness. Seeing the relationship between letters and phonemes helps kids to perceive the phonemes within words, just as phonemic awareness contributes to decoding development. Likewise, there's no reason to delay exposing beginning readers to print, and including engaging them in reading decodable texts and texts with lots of word repetition and language experience stories and the like. Laura Justice and her crew have convincingly demonstrated the benefits of pointing at the print when reading to children. Parents can easily do this with a child in their lap or close at their side, while teachers can do it with big books and the like. Dr. Justice reports that such reader behavior contributes to print awareness. She also has shown that talking about text during those read-alouds can be beneficial. The readers in her study might point to a word and tell the child, "This says danger." I bet Laura'd approve of my refusal to read when the kids' fingers cover the text. When I taught first grade, I used a lot of language experience stories. The children would dictate, and I would transcribe. Then I'd read it back to them multiple times, and they'd try to join in with me. I not only pointed to the words as we read, but they got to see that the transcription, the writing, went in the same direction as the reading. That first study of mine that I mentioned earlier found that my students were more aware of these aspects of print than was true of the kids in the studies that had been published up to that time. The short answer to your question is, yes, teach print awareness. Let kids see the text you're reading or writing and bring their attention to it. That notion of pointing at the words and things like that is a good idea. Those aren't bad habits when we're trying to demonstrate to children things like directionality. Talk about those spaces between the words and don't hesitate to point to the words that you're reading. But please don't spend a lot of time on fronts and backs of books or how to turn pages or whether numbers and letters are different. Those are more likely to be side effects than facilitators in learning to read. And with that, that'll be the final word on print awareness today. If you're interested in obtaining a written copy of this, I would suggest you go to the Shanahan on Literacy website. And the February 8th, 2025 blog entry is Print Awareness, Part of the Science of Reading, includes about a dozen research references, including some of those I mentioned in the presentation today by Ferrero and Teboroski and Laura Justice and so on. I would also like to take this opportunity to thank our sound engineer, Greg Johnson, and to thank you for tuning in. I look forward to seeing you up the road a piece.